Sub-Zero. Now, Plane Zero.
Freddy Krueger and Dracula's voice. Travis can make all that noise. It's Plane Zero Halloween. Nick hates movies with ghosts. Jimmy thinks necro wafers are gross. It's Plane Zero Halloween. 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 It holds up. Halloween, 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 it holds up. Halloween, Halloween, Halloween.
Bitch.
Hello, and welcome to an exciting episode of Plane Zero, the podcast dedicated to making sure if the movies of the past hold up in the present so that you can watch them in the future with the children of the night. What music they make!
For a second, I thought you were a ghost, Dracula.
Go. This is episode 483, Jimmy.
Yeah, no, you're Dracula.
No, I'm talking to you, Jimmy.
I am James, yes.
Dracula.
Yes, yes, and
whatever happened to my Transylvanian twist?
I don't know, man. But Travis, why aren't you talking?
Because I mean, Drac's doing his thing. We only got the two microphones.
Oh my God, Drac just flew out the window. He's gone. That's crazy. He never got to say goodbye.
I'll be back later.
Oh, thank God! Wow.
Oh, it'll be fine.
Oh man.
Well, I don't know what that was about. Ooh. All right. Well, I'm Travis.
It was terrifying. Terrifying. Yes. Nick isn't with us today because he's on an assignment in
Afghanistan.
I was going to say at Mr. Olympia. He's
yeah, sure.
Interviewing.
Yes, he's doing all the fake cars at Disneyland, Mr. Olympia.
Interviewing a C-bomb.
Right? That's the name of the ride at Disneyland?
Yes.
Olympia?
Yes, Olympia. Olympia Dukakis.
Oh, from Steel Magnolias.
Yes. Do you have the steel book of Steel Magnolias?
No, there's not a steel book.
How about a real steel?
There's not a steelbook of that.
I don't know, man. They're both named Steel, and you don't have either on steelbook. Do they still make steelbooks?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know, man.
By the time this episode comes out, I should have my steelbook of Thanksgiving.
You're a regular heel Hefner. Like, what's that guy's name? Hugh Hefner, because he collected VHSs like crazy.
The guy with the robe?
Yeah, the guy with the robe.
Weird.
And all the weird
he's
sexual harassment stuff. I mean, not really harassment, more like whatever he did. I don't know.
I just know he wore a robe.
Without Nick, this is going to be the least sexual episode we've ever done. Maybe.
We'll see.
Or the most sexual.
We'll see. Go to planezero.com where you can find links to all the social media. As well, not all the social media. I think it just
every
takes you to Facebook and Twitter.
Every social media there is.
And then also,
you want to friend us on Fitbit? Fucking let's do it. Let's compare steps, bitch.
Can you be friends on Fitbit?
I don't think so.
That's weird.
But maybe I just started something.
Start a revolution.
Find me on Fitbit.
Start a revolution.
Obscure gent on Fitbit.
Light a small fire in your grandma's panties or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also, you know, wherever you listen, write a review. If they do reviews, like, subscribe, smash that button. Smash that subscribe button.
Smeesh.
There's a store tab. You can buy shirts. You can buy Aaron art stuff.
Yeah, his Adam's Family, a couple of those shirts just went.
Oh, nice.
So
yeah, there's Adam's Family stuff on there.
We have the he drew the original Morticia and Gomez and the
goated
Raul Julia's.
The goated ones.
Yes, and the Morticia's, whatever her name is. Angelica Houston. There we go. Yep. So go.
So all that stuff is there. Do it up. And so you picked this week's movie.
I did.
Which is or isn't horror movie, but still kind of fits.
Murder is horror. And therefore, that's what this is. That's
so only Murders in the Building is a horror show.
Yes. So I picked Serial Mom. This was a movie that was playing on either Showtime or the Movie Channel a million times a fucking day when I was at my grandparents'
house. A lot.
Like, a lot.
From 1994.
And honestly, this may be the first time I watched it all the way through instead of pieces of it constantly.
This is a movie your wife also enjoys, correct?
My wife loves this movie, and I can tell you
still?
Right now, she fucking loves it.
Okay.
So much. Still.
I will say this. I was not looking forward to watching it.
Because I also remember this movie. However, I got there were two parts where I definitely laughed.
There are parts where I laugh. I mean, I feel
the scene where she's having sex with the guy from Law and Order.
Definitely.
Who plays her husband.
Yes.
He's the best part of the movie.
Oh, yeah.
He is 100%. Sam Waterston is the best part of the whole movie.
There's a lot of dry humor in this that I appreciate and I like. I just feel the pacing that there's a lot that things just don't happen. I love how quickly it escalates from, like, the beginning part of, so this is a, it's almost like a 1950s mom because
it's supposed to be like Leave It to Beaver's yes. mom was a killer.
And so John Waters obviously is, he's got his particular sense of humor. This is probably his most normal movie he's ever made.
Hairspray probably.
No.
I would say Hairspray might count more
so. I guess it would count as more.
Because it's also just based on a musical.
Normal. Divine's in that one too.
That's true.
But yeah, and I actually loved Hairspray.
This is the third part of the Ricky Lake trilogy of John Waters movies.
Yeah, Crybaby being the second, which I also love.
Hairspray being the first.
You know what? Why did they play so many John Waters movies on fucking Showtime when I was younger? Because goddamn it. Because
that's when they came out.
I've watched them so fucking much.
All I remember at Crybaby, he's singing on top of a car while they're playing chicken.
Honestly, this one, like, and oh, we're going to get to Crybaby when we get
oh,
to,
I know. Nick's going to really be angry.
The thing is, like... this movie, probably the one I liked the least in memory of the three. In my memory, I like Crybaby a lot, and I
which
like
is crazy,
and I like Hairspray.
In I don't head. Remember Hairspray. Like I haven't even seen like I don't like I don't know the remake either.
See, in this one,
I would just assume Hairspray is probably the most normal.
Yeah, probably with Hairspray, I can imagine that I won't like it as much as I did, but I did like it a lot. I like both of those a lot. This one I liked. But I also don't remember watching it from neck to nuts.
Soup to nuts.
I don't know what that means. Why does the soup have nuts?
We've had this conversation like know, so many times.
You kind of look like C-Bum without all the giant muscles, though.
C-Bum?
C-Bum. Yeah, Christopher Bumstead. He's a Mr. Olympia classic. Yeah. Don't worry about it. Trust me.
I won't worry about it, and I will trust you.
Yeah, if you just had the mustache, you would just be C-Bum. But
C-Bum's world?
Christopher Bumstead. But so this movie's about this
yes.
this mom, and it starts off very proper, like, hey, the cops come by, like someone's making crank phone calls. Do you know anything about it? And I think that bit's fucking hilarious that she's gaslighting her fucking neighbor, calling her up, just saying pussy, like sending her a threatening message. What did it say?
I forget.
I care. Yeah.
So. But she also, like, during that scene where she's prank calling, she then calls, like, a normal, like the, was it the...
Oh, I'm the operator, and I want to get to the bottom of this, and you're being harassed.
But then she goes back into the bit. Pussy!
See, and it's amazing.
It's Chandler's dad.
Yeah. Oh, is that? Oh, yeah, she's Chandler's dad, huh? And then it's funny because it flashes back
Kathleen
to
Turner.
Why she hates this woman, and it's because this woman stole her parking spot. And it's like a basically, this is almost like a better version of Falling Down, this whole thing.
It is very much Falling Down.
Yeah.
Like, it's that, or it's also like, it's also kind of like, what if Larry David were a murderer?
Yes. Yes, because.
But she's way more prim and proper than him.
Yes, because there's stupid things that.
Like,
she believes are.
Wearing white shoes on after Labor Day.
Yes, and so.
Fashion never changes.
So her snap was, she goes to the parent-teacher conference. Which her kid all of a sudden
Matthew Lillard,
the teacher
of
like,
Five Nights at Freddy's fame,
yes, like he's great, he's this and that, but
he's really into horror,
yeah, which is like okay,
well, he's a teenage boy,
which goes to John Waters, like most of his movies are always talking like it's uptight people freaking out over like these basic situations that are normal to people and like hyping them. Like, so that's why I think John Waters always does that part very well. And with this guy just like snaps because this isn't the 1950s. This is like during that time, the 80s or 90s, whatever it is.
And he basically tells her she's a bad mom.
Yeah. And so it escalates.
Like, you must be doing something wrong.
Yeah. And then she just fucking runs him over. And that's when she starts. And there's already things of in the trash. There's like, serial killer books, Helter Skelter, all that kind of stuff where it's like, oh, wow. So she's really into serial killers.
Turns out.
It turns out that like
she's been writing to some of them.
She's been about Richard Speck, Ted Bundy, even who was voiced by John Waters. Leah left her a voicemail saying he's very lonely and all this kind of stuff. Pretty amazing. Like that part, just like what the fuck. So clearly, she's always been this closeted like lover of murder, and the husband very staunch on the death penalty of killing people, which later on he obviously repents once he recants that once he finds out that his wife is a serial killer. But also she's what was she so turned on by where she had to have sex? Oh, she killed the guy.
It was yeah, it was after killing the teacher.
Yeah, so that scene like where she's having sex with the husband
where she's bouncing him like a doll.
Yeah.
That's like I said, that's one of the scenes where I definitely will say I laughed. Like it's funny because he's just getting ragdolled.
It was,
and it's actually him. It's not a ragdoll. Like they didn't do like the silly like stunt dummy. It's actually Sam Waters.
And her love for birds was. That's why it's like she's supposed to be this very wholesome person because she's also telling the cops like that guy doesn't buckle a seatbelt. Jimmy Olsen
Lois and Clark. Yeah, also the lead in the first Dungeons and Dragons movie. He's the main character in the first Dungeons and Dragons. With Jeremy Irons as the villain.
Oh, shit. With
Marlon Wayans.
Oh, my God. I saw that in the theater.
And Thora Birch. So did I.
Wow. What are we doing?
Well, it kind of makes you wonder, right?
Does it hold up?
Oh, no. But we should do it sometime also. Man. Make wow. Nick watch that one, too.
Yeah. Damn. Yeah.
Tell you what does hold up the new Dungeons and Dragons movie.
Yeah, it does. That's a great film right there. This whole movie, it's silly in that way. Lots of archetype, like Ricky Lake's character is just this oversexed.
She's obsessed
teen.
With getting a boyfriend.
Yeah.
She's not oversexed.
That's true.
She's boy crazy.
Yeah. So she wants to bang this guy. And then,
and also there's the cop who is flirting with everyone too.
Yeah.
Who everyone wants to bang.
And then, my daughter and my wife were like, once the neighbor started to. Not the neighbor who she kept saying pussy to, but
the
like,
one who always who goes who like it's way too friendly
from
with them.
Strokes, yeah.
Yes,
who
goes in their
strokes.
House? You've got gold. Poopy on your.
Because when she freaks out, they're like, "Who is that?" I'm like, "That's Mrs. Puff from SpongeBob," and they're like, "Oh shit, yeah." So, you look way too much like Seabomb. It's fucking scary yeah. right now. Without my glasses, it looks like you just have the mustache.
You can put your glasses on and it'll be fine.
You're Seabomb. You're like this. He's like a Greek god. He's a beautiful man. Beautiful. It's lats for days.
So he's the one with wings?
No, that was someone else. He does have wings, so when he does
because of Red Bull.
But like all the murders that start to occur of just she just
yeah,
starts
the
going
first
crazy.
Being the teacher, the second one being the college boy that the daughter was interested in, but he
it was with Tracy Lords,
whoever that is.
Yeah.
No, Tracy Lords, everyone knows.
Yeah, everyone knows. And,
at this point.
And I'm going to say
but
this.
But she's also a regular of John Waters as well because she was in Crybaby.
She was in Crybaby. And I
think she was in
Hairspray
as well.
She was, yeah.
So was the neighbor that she calls all the time calling pussy, yeah. like saying all that stuff too. She's also a regular John Waters person.
Yeah, and for the record, I've never seen a pornography with Tracy Lords at all.
Well, that would be illegal.
Exactly. Yeah, that's why it's a test for all of you. If you have... done such a thing. Turn yourself in. That's all I could say. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Go call the authorities.
Go call the authorities. You're a regular Fred Krueger. Yeah. From the remake. Not the original.
He just wanted to cool off.
Yeah. So this is very John Waters fashion, but like it escalates and they're just chasing after her, trying to stop her from killing people. And the son is huge into horror and so is his girlfriend. So they're like trying to protect her.
The girlfriend
well.
Repents a little bit though after they see her bludgeon someone with a meat. She's like, there's so much blood.
Yeah. It's like it's brown. It's not red like the movie. But so, she kills someone with that leg of lamb, which was like, oh, that's amazing.
To the beat of Annie.
Yeah.
I was just looking because I was trying to find something else out about this movie because I know there's a clip in this movie that I know appears in a song.
The one with the lady with the giant titties?
No. No, there's a soundbite where it's like they talk about the death penalty at the beginning. That was at the beginning of some band that I forget what band. I couldn't remember what band
was
or song
L7?
It was. No, but they're in this movie.
Yes,
as Camel Lips.
Yes.
No, it was. I think it was a band called the Nobodies.
Which is just a weird thing for them to be called the Camel Lips and then have giant vagina lips.
That's the whole point. That's the joke.
It's amazing.
Man. Anyways, they really didn't want Annie to be in this movie. Like that song,
so they charged them.
They charged them crazy, and then the studio was like, "All right, here we'll pay."
Yeah, because it was like $70,000 or something.
It was
like
60. Oh, 60 shoot. Grand. Yeah. And they're like, yeah, all right, we'll just pay it to use it in the movie. Which is, you know what? For a movie for a studio to be that behind what John Waters is doing, because John Waters makes weird ass shit.
Yeah.
That's definitely not necessarily going to make a shit ton of money. But I guess Crybaby and Hairspray were popular enough that they were willing to bank on him.
I don't know what's going on, but that
also for anyone else who doesn't know who John Waters is or what he sounds like, watch the episode of The Simpsons where Homer makes a friend and finds out that he's gay. That's John Waters' voice, and it's an amazing episode. Anyway,
zap.
There's a couple swerves too, because like the family thinks she's gonna go kill Jimmy Olsen, so they go to try to save him while he's jerking off to really just over the top big boobies.
That it's like that's not even pornography.
It isn't. It's just women. It's just a woman with giant knockers,
way too big,
that are way too comically big,
way too big.
And he's jumping in his bed practically, yelling, "Yeah!"
But
it turns out she's just gonna kill other couple.
The family goes up there, then the cops go in there. It's amazing.
I love everyone catches him masturbating.
Yeah, I do love her relationship with the trash guys, which also
because she gives them booze and she talks shit on everyone. Yeah, so they back him up, her up,
which later comes into play. But they go to court. They finally catch her.
So Jimmy Olsen, going back to Camel Lips and why that's even a thing, when she's going to kill Jimmy Olsen finally, because Jimmy Olsen sees her killing the woman with the leg of lamb, he runs and hides in like a club that's doing a hardcore concert in the middle of the day for some reason.
I mean, naturally. And it's packed.
And it's packed. It's Hammer, whatever they call the club. And because Matthew Lillard even says, be cool. This is don't embarrass me, Dad. But yeah, L7's playing, and they're playing like a feminist like hardcore band called Camel Lips. And so when she tries to kill Jimmy Olsen by kind of catching him on fire, he's kind of rolled himself out of it, but the band also puts him on fire more.
She's an accomplice.
She's 100% an accomplice.
I mean, she made those flames go crazy.
But they did not play Pretend That We're Dead.
No, they did not. No, the only song that most people would know that they did.
But anyways, yeah, that's where she gets caught and arrested finally. And everyone starts chanting Serial Mom.
And of
Serial
course,
Mom.
All these punk/alternative, whatever metalheads are all like excited because she's a serial killer.
Well, and all the celebrity and everything, like I will say that this movie is still pretty relevant now with how, like, I don't know why I was doing the, you mess with the bull's hands to you.
You did.
But like with like the idea of, like the, you know, true crime podcasts and all that stuff, like it kind of like, the movie is still relevant.
It was, and I thought of that as well when I was watching.
I mean,
it
in this, it's books and TV rights, but
because it's the bored housewife getting obsessed with all these things, where now people get obsessed with these serial killer crime shows, all that kind of stuff. My mom was the same way; she had serial killer books, which I also in turn read. Being a metalhead, listening to bands like Macabre that celebrated serial killers and stuff, and then we saw at Zach Bagans' house, lots of serial killer paraphernalia. So.
But we never killed anybody. Zach Bagans' house is basically the house in The Conjuring that the Warrens have. Because I watched that today.
And you know what we say about Zach Bagans?
Stupid fat hobbitses?
Yes. Yes, we do.
Bagans.
Stupid Bagginses.
Shire Bagans.
Mm-hmm. I need to see that. Do you think that movie still holds up?
Lord of the Rings?
Yeah.
We could make it. There aren't Christmas movies anymore. We either do that or starting in November, we just do all the Harry Potters.
We would do
one of those, but I would say for December we can just do all three Lord of the Rings. But it depends if we can bank them early, a little behind baseball, because my child will be born in the middle of December, so we may miss some weeks.
That's true.
Who knows?
Nah, man.
But if we can bank some beforehand, we might be okay.
Just bring them on here. It's fine. Yeah. So this movie's wild, and then she goes to court.
I don't know if it's good. But I don't hate it either.
Same. I'm in the same realm as you, because I watched it and like I reacted to certain parts, and I was watching it, I'm like, yeah.
I think this is a case of grandma's boy or stepbrothers, where talking about it sounds better than it actually is when you watch it.
Yeah. Like I found myself less bored in the last act than Grandma's Boy. I feel Grandma's Boy.
Well, no, because this movie picks up in the last act. Yeah. That's why.
And the court scene, like, I feel like was great. Like, I love how she talks her way out of it.
How she basically is smarter than everyone.
How the one pervert by the glory hole, by the sushi glory hole, was just...
Hear us out.
Just enamored by her just opening her legs over and over again.
She's clapping her clam.
Yeah.
And he's getting all hot and bothered.
And he was getting crazy. Just great scene. Suzanne Summers coming in. And then, like you
playing
said,
herself because she's going to play Serial Mom in the movie.
Yeah. And like you said earlier, the white shoe thing that she...
That's the end of it.
She literally writes it down. And
also, the whole movie is supposed to play out like it's a true story.
Yes.
And so, like, throughout the whole movie, they're giving timestamps for all the crucial moments.
I love that they did that.
And then at the very, very, very end, after they find out that they were like, oh, she really is a killer because she killed the woman. See, and Suzanne Summers looks at her. It ends, and it has, like, a little message at the end saying that her character, like, the person she's playing, I forget the actual character's name, did not participate with the making of this movie.
See, and it's funny, like, you're right, because talking about it, I'm finding myself where I'm like, wow, I guess I did like this movie, but as I watched it, I wasn't blown away. I wasn't angry. I wasn't pissed. I was just like, okay, whatever.
You weren't angry. You were just disappointed.
No, I wasn't even disappointed. I was just like, oh, okay. But in hindsight, it's like, oh, I actually really liked these things that happened, which is very
odd. There's things in it that are very clever. Like John Waters is a clever filmmaker.
Yeah.
About certain things.
Zap.
And he was a very talented actor Curse of Chucky. No, Seed of Chucky.
And The Simpsons.
And also the Chucky television show, because he makes an appearance in that as
really?
Well.
Really? That's funny.
That show was great. It got canceled.
I mean, he's,
sad.
He's big on... it did? He's big on camp. He's big on things like that. I mean...
I like to go to camp, too.
Yep. He loves camp. So
it's Snoopy?
And that's why, like, this is definitely straddling the line of, is this really a Halloween movie? I mean, it's not a Halloween movie. It's just, it's about...
And it's not really a horror movie, but it is satirical of the horror genre and, like, serial killers. I mean, it
like
fits,
people, like,
but it's...
I do like the touch with the girlfriend of these people being obsessed with horror and then her finding, like,
she
oh
gets
God,
a taste of it and it's too
horror.
Much. Yeah. Like, but even Matthew Lillard's still like, well, now I'm going to just try and make money off of it.
And then him and Skeet Ulrich try to kill that whore mom.
No, they didn't try.
Horrible. Oh, they did. They did kill
There wouldn't be a whole series if they didn't.
That's true. What's that series called? Scream?
No, it was called Whore Mom.
I like to scream at the scream.
Whore Mom. It would be a scream at the scream.
Yeah. I like when Matthew Lillard said that.
Freddy Krueger says bitch and Ghostface says whore.
Goes,
but no. He also says bitch too. Yeah. I mean, come on.
And then he says,
Wes Craven just makes movies where the bad guy says bitch a lot.
It happens. It's crazy, but yeah, this movie and it was pretty brisk. It happened fast. It moved through. I was, and that's when I was like, oh my God, I still love this movie. I'm like, she's like, it's amazing, isn't it? I'm like, I can't say it's amazing. I like it, but I also don't hate it. I'm like, I'm kind of just in the middle right there with it. It's like, I would like to recommend this to other people, but also, I just don't know, man. It's like the weirdest void. Like, I don't think this
no,
is bad
because
by
you,
any means.
There, because it's also a very specific person that would enjoy this movie, so you can't recommend it to everyone, but you would have to know who you could recommend it to. But at the same time,
Yeah, it's just like, I'm not going to go out of my way, but, oh, you know what, you're going to fucking love. You know what, if
this is definitely the first time I've ever watched this front top to bottom
if
as
someone
well.
Ever talks about
T to B, as
about,
they say.
About like serial killer podcasts, I'll say, you know what you should watch? Serial Mom. This may be one of the few movies that I'm going to remember to actually tell people, because so many people want to talk about serial killers and say, have you seen this documentary? I'm like, no, I don't fucking see that documentary. I don't want to fucking see that documentary. Except for the one where they're like, oh, did you see the documentary about the bodybuilders that where she killed her husband? I'm like, oh, what's this now? And I did watch it. It's pretty fucked up.
I watched the serial killer biography that was on Netflix last year, the year before, where with the guy from like all the American Horror Stories, and he was eating people and killing gay guys, but he was gay.
What?
Dahmer.
Zap.
Dahmer.
Oh, okay.
But it was actually a show. Not
Dahmer?
A, not
you
a,
watching Coach?
Not a documentary. No, I watched The Stand.
Oh, shit.
MOON.
That spells moon.
Mm-hmm. I mean, does Serial Mom hold up? For me, I mean, it really does. It's, I mean, it's not,
is this
an AM PM hot dog?
No,
or
it's a new case of a,
it's
not
a, it's not, it's what's the other one? It's an I'm All Right.
Yeah. I'm
it's
all
a
right,
Wilford
okay.
Brimley.
A Brimley. What was the thing I said last week?
You said, I don't dig it.
I don't dig it. No, this isn't the, I don't dig it.
Cause this it's more than that, but it's also not like, watching it, I didn't necessarily enjoy watching it except for specific parts. But like I said, talking about it, it's like, ooh,
it's better than Falling Down. I like
think
the
about
way
it, man.
Falling Down fucking is horrible.
Yeah, it's yeah.
That's why I like this brand of Falling Down, because I feel like it actually was witty, and like that one's more like fuck yeah. We're like,
there's still too many people that get the wrong lesson from Falling Down, which is they're not paying attention.
Yeah,
for sure. Whereas this is like, well, clearly she's crazy. And but those garbage men, they'll stand up for her.
Look what they found. It was Chicks with Dicks. Literal Chicks with Dicks magazine. Amazing.
Wild.
Wow.
Wild.
I thought there was anything wrong with
that. Yeah, I mean, it's I don't know if I would watch it again. But it's not the worst movie I've watched for this podcast either.
Yeah.
So there you go. So it's not quite a sock and it's not quite a Muppet. So, it's not quite a mop and it's not quite a puppet. So to answer your question, I don't know. That's when Bart asks Homer what a Muppet is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, same with me. I don't know, because I don't hate this. I don't think it's bad. I think it's a pretty good movie, but I don't love it. If I'm going to watch it again, it's because my wife's going to say, let's watch Serial Mom again. I'm like, fine. But I don't know. I don't get it. I don't know, man. It's wild. Go watch. If you like serial killer stuff, watch this, because it is satire on it.
It is definitely satire like we said, it's still relevant.
I think you're exactly right. This is an acquired taste. It's like Primus. Not everyone's going to like them. But
I heard they suck.
If you're Primus sucks. Fuck you. Someone yelled that to me on the street once in San Francisco, and I got so pissed. I was wearing a Primus shirt, and I was like, well, fuck you. I'm like, I'm pissed. And Abe's like, remember. And I'm like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. I'm like, okay. Yeah.
So for those who don't know, Primus sucks is what fans of Primus say.
Yes.
About Primus to each other, but it's very tongue-in-cheek.
I don't like when people comment on my shirts. It makes me upset. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm wearing underneath this. I'm wearing a Camp Crystal Lake shirt.
Oh shit!
And someone asked, like the guy.
Crystal Light. I like to get vodka.
When I was at the grocery store today, because I was wearing this, and he clearly did not see the back of the shirt, where it actually in just giant bloody letters says Friday the 13th. Right. So the guy's like, "Oh, is that a real camp?" I was like, "Well, no. There is technically a Camp Crystal Lake, but it's not the Crystal Lake." And he's like, "Oh yeah, I used to like going to summer camp as a kid." I'm like, "Oh, you don't know what this is a reference to."
That's where'd you get that from?
Hot Topic a few years ago, of course. Of course.
I didn't know. I thought it was one of those. What's it called? T-shirt public.
But then, like I said, the back.
Oh yeah.
So if the guy saw my back, he would have been like, "Oh, that's a reference to a movie."
He's watching your front.
What about your neck?
Good, good, good.
Anyways, yeah. So that's where we stand on this. You can find me playing Travis.
where we stand, we don't know.
Hey,
you know what?
Choose for yourself. You know what? It's not our job to find out if the movies of the past hold up. Wait a minute. It's
definitely an acquired taste.
It doesn't hold up, but it's also not bad.
This is an acquired taste.
But it does kind of hold up.
Nick would probably
hate it. Oh, he would have hated it.
Yeah.
100%.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I wasn't looking forward to watching it, to be honest.
I wasn't really looking forward to it because I thought, like, I don't really, like, I remembered parts.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, but, again, I'd seen this movie a million times in pieces. And then, like I don't remember the boyfriend getting stabbed. I may have never seen that
part. I knew about that part because there was a reference to it in the ads of the whole like how she's got like poop on her shoe or whatever, but it's actually part of his liver or spleen.
Yeah, so
she slips on it.
Yeah, so this is wild. This is like first time. It's like, I don't know, man. Some people might like this. If you like serial killers, go watch it. Boo doop boop.
Oh, we just go straight into it. You can find me at Plain Travis. As far as recommendations, I'm still doing 31 Days of Horror. So if you follow me on any real social media site, like Instagram or Twitter,
did you also tell
Facebook,
me we're on Rock Solid?
Yeah, we've made references to it a couple times.
I don't think you did,
but I'll repeat it again. Rock Solid, the podcast. The recent episode talking about the soundtrack to Deadpool and Wolverine. So it's kind of the ultimate companion piece to the episode we did a couple months ago about the movie itself, because this is me and the host Pat Francis talking about the soundtrack to the movie, and then other shenanigans as well.
You guys tickle each other?
Of course.
Nice.
The Tingler. That is a Vincent Price movie. Anyways, yeah, but I'm doing, 31 Days of Horror, so follow me there to see what horror movies we're watching at home. We're trying to watch stuff that either, we both haven't seen, my wife and myself.
That's pretty crazy. You guys have seen, everything.
Today we watched The Conjuring, which she had seen and I had not.
Oh.
That's one of the ones with Patrick Wilson.
I've seen that one.
It's the one where they play the paranormal inspectors.
Yes, that's the one.
The Warrens, based off of real people. It's the one where they go and it's Ron Livingston's house and Lily Taylor, the girl who's also in The Haunting.
Yeah, didn't we do that last year?
We haven't done that for this. You might have talked about it. You were talking about something else with him, too.
Oh,
you might have been talking about Insidious.
The Conjuring, I was saying how I didn't like it, how it's like the same, what, it's just the same fucking guy.
We talked about that, not so much for a specific episode of our show, but just in general, because James Wan, the director of both Insidious and this movie and the Aquaman movies, likes working with Patrick Wilson, obviously.
Yes.
Because he's in almost all of his movies.
Yes.
So it's not the same character from Insidious. Mm-hmm. It's just the same actor.
I think it is, man. I don't know. They're all connected somehow.
No, because they also said that they were going to try to do a crossover between the Insidious movies and Sinister.
Sinister.
He's so sinister.
I don't know what Sinister is.
Yeah. That's the one with Ethan Hawke.
Okay, I'm getting everything confused.
So Ethan Hawke is like a true crime reporter. That's also a movie we watched this year that I hadn't seen before. Ethan Hawke's a true crime author, and he moves his family into a house where there was like the sign of a grizzly murder the year before. Not that kind of grizzly. And as he's investigating it, he finds out that there might be something more sinister at work. Not Mr. Sinister, though, who is so sinister.
He's very sinister.
But yeah, they were going to try and do a crossover between that and the Insidious movies, except the second Sinister movie wound up not making that much money and being
really?
A bit of a disappointment. Yeah.
Who was it?
What?
I always get Sinister mixed up.
That's the one with the Bagul, where it's like this, basically kids have killed their families.
I don't remember that one.
It's pretty, there's some pretty intense moments, pretty fucking intense moments in that movie too. But yeah, these are, so like I said, we're either watching movies that neither of us have seen or that maybe one of us haven't seen, with a couple of repeats here and there just to make sure that we get our favorites in. Like we haven't gotten into any of the Evil Dead movies yet this year, but we'll watch at least one.
That's C-bomb.
I don't look anything like that guy. Oh, yeah, I guess I see it in the face a little bit.
I'm talking about the face. I'm not talking about the extreme.
Well, you show me a clip where he's looking down and I can't even see his face, you son of a gun.
See, look, that's just like you.
I have. That is my ass. those are my calves and my thighs.
Jesus, you're jacked.
Yeah.
That's your face. Well, not now, because now your beard came in.
We're watching movies, and there was a show I'm trying to think that we were going to recommend. There was something else more recently that I was going to bring up, and I meant to bring it up last week too, and I forgot. Fuck. Oh well, you tell your recommendations and I'll keep thinking.
My recommendations, Mr. Olympia, go see C-Bomb, Recapture, and also Retire. That was solid stuff. I recommend you do hack squats in case you have issues with your knees. I don't, but hack squats will help you get that deeper stretch in for pure hypertrophy. So might want to start off with hack squats, get a little stronger, then go to regular squats. So that's what I recommend.
That's all. That didn't give me enough time to try and come up with what I was trying to think
of.
Okay,
but also I say I recommend, I talked about Fortnite. I recommend Will Tennyson if you want to watch.
You were going to recommend, there was a recent Saturday Night Live episode that had something in it.
Oh, no, I recommend, I did a deep dive on, not a deep dive, just going through the digital shorts that have already been reviewed on the Lonely Island Seth Meyers podcast. The digital shorts are just fucking wonderful. Love them. Really big fan of it. Just great comedy. Listen to that podcast. Also, it makes me appreciate Seth Meyers way more than I ever did. I don't think I ever did appreciate it until
Sushi Glory Hole.
So, yeah, Sushi Glory Hole. I definitely recommend you watch that new digital short from them. Just great stuff. That Andy Samberg. Loved him. I heard he's in a movie with Adam Sandler. I think I'm going to check that out next.
The one where their father and
yeah,
son.
Yeah, I think that's going to be great.
Well, he was recently in Foggy London Town.
He was
making a movie that I think is coming out shortly.
Movie.
Yeah, that's called Lee.
I keep telling people, like, no, it's a serious movie. It's not a bit. Yeah, great stuff. Yes. Did I stall enough?
Yeah, no. I mean, we checked out that show, High Potential, with the bird from Always Sunny.
Oh yeah, how was it?
Decent. I mean, it's definitely a what's the word I'm trying to think about, the where it's like it's just crime of the week, not periodical, but like.
I can't
remember. Yeah, you catch my drift, but it's she's good in it for sure. It's very entertaining. There was another flip. Yeah. Jimmy just showed me a picture of a Venom frog from Venom the Last Dance. So Ryan Stegman, who was the artist on all of most of Donny Cates' Venom run, who created Null. They both created Null together. He tweeted that he saw the movie and said it was wonderful.
Wow.
But it could be that he's getting money for it.
Yeah.
Cuz they definitely said something about that.
It's you. Chris Seabomb.
That doesn't look like me.
That looks just like you.
That looks nothing like me.
I don't know, man. There you go.
There you go. But yeah, I'm on the cusp of it. I'm going to remember as soon as we stop recording. That's what's so annoying. Haven't had a chance to check out that Teacup show, but that's a horror show on Peacock. Yeah. And I also want to check out Hysteria, which is another horror Satan. It's like that's a satanic panic. About from the 80s because Bruce Campbell's going to be in it.
Yeah.
I have to watch that.
You were going to want to see it because Bruce Campbell's in it. Wasn't Hysteria
pre-Hysteria.
Okay. Is that Animaniacs? Like,
you're thinking spin-off? Of, yeah, that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, that it, I think Hysteria was the actual name of that. Mm-hmm. I thought you were talking about pre-Hysteria where the little dinosaurs. Nope. Like there's a kid who find like it's a live action movie with little dinosaurs.
Nope, not one bit.
Yeah, what are you gonna do? Yeah, I
suck a dick.
It's driving me nuts. I'll never figure it out. It's fine.
Nick will be back next week.
Probably,
maybe,
most likely. Anyways, hey, look, our Halloween treat for you guys, a shorter episode.
If he's not balls deep in a pumpkin,
God damn it! AAA, gone, not forgotten. Oh, no, nope, nope. That's not the song you requested. Never mind. Keep vamping.
Yep.
I forgot we had that second conversation.
I like to vamp.
Oh, yeah. I recommend the movie Vamp.
I do not recommend. No. You know, that's a movie that Nick really liked when we were younger.
Of course he did.
But I don't know if that holds up or not. I'd like to think it doesn't. But whatever. What is the Robert Patrick's hair is like crazy.
Oh, how it's all high?
Yeah, I don't know what he's doing. He's like Bert. It's fucking crazy. Like he's not like Seabomb. We can't all be like Seabomb.
Yeah, what are you going to do? Also, the Penguin show is pretty solid. Oh, anyways.
You're facially like Seabomb. Not spiritually.
God damn it. All right, AAA, gone, not forgotten.